32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
You're with us here on 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, and great to catch up with a man we were very fortunate to chat to twice last year, both pre and post a win. It was a very big win, the Comrades Marathon, the second time Bongamusa Mtembo has won the event. Bongamusa, we're into 2018. Comrades is fast approaching again. And how are you feeling? How's your training been?
Yeah, man, thanks for having me. No, man, yeah, it's just one of those times where we started training. I mean, yeah, my training is still so far is going very well. And, I'm just hoping for one thing, which is injury. You know, we're training a lot of time. We're putting a lot of mileage and kilometers. So we're just praying for one thing, which is injury. For now, I'm quite happy because I'm injury-free. Hopefully, my training will go well up until I start to participate in those races, such as like Two Oceans before Comrades, if it may happen.
Well, obviously, you talk about injury-free, and it's, as you said, it's a bane of many a long-distance runner. And what are some of your strategies, sort of, as a team, personally? If you, you know, if you guys feel a niggle, you feel something's not right, do you push it, do you hold back and get a treatment and wait and get it assessed? Because at the end of the day, it's all about getting to that race day.
Yeah, because, I mean if like now you get injured or get trained somewhere, we just have to rest because, man, we've got a lot of time to train at the same time. As long as you keep your fitness at a certain level, you don't do anything because you can do some other cross training. So if it happened getting to injury, I might do that. But yeah, man, it's always frustrating, especially when you know that you are expecting to do well. I mean, in those races, it's frustrating to get injury. You might think that I know it's going to be severe in a pod, you find that you damage more. But yeah, I think with the surrounding that you have, the team that you have, the teammates, the management, the coach, all those kind of people, they keep motivating you that, okay, if you have injury or a strain, take your time, rest, put something there or attend a physio or so on, and up until you get recovered and you pick up the training that's where you left.
Bongamusa, we had a big announcement recently, the finalization of the Comrades route for this year, over 90 kilometers. I know you've run and won down as well as up now, but 90 yes. kilometers, different finish. It's going to be interesting. Mm. What do you make of the route?
Hopefully, as the running start to change in South Africa, hopefully even the Comrades Marathon Association, they will see. Because when we talk about course record, that means it's out. Because the distance is longer than the last down run. So other than that, we're quite excited. A new finishing venue. I think everybody is looking forward to finish at Moses Mabhida Stadium. So it's going to be interesting. We will see. Definitely, it's not going to be so fast. Remember that it's running early June now.
Bongamusa, tell me now. I mean, you talked about the finish. It's going to be at Moses Mabhida. This has become an iconic landmark in not just in Durban, but across South Africa. Yes. As a KZN boy, it's going to be special to finish in that stadium wherever you come.
Definitely. I think for us, mostly, I'm coming from KZN. Plus, I'm fortunate to train sometimes on the route. So all those kind of things, I think it's one of the things that I'm willing to do it, and hopefully it might happen. And that's why I always work so hard, put myself through so much hard training, so that at the end of the day, when I try to prepare, try to push myself to be able to win the race. But all in all, I think everybody's looking forward to see who's taking first. It's gonna be memorable. I think we will not forget the first time we will enter at Moses Mabhida Stadium.
Bongamusa, tell me as well now, you guys have I know you personally, a little bit of a different approach this year. You're off to Ethiopia soon for some high-altitude training.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think it was very important for me just to change, I mean, the environment, my comfort zone, to go other places. I've been going out for a couple of years now. I think it's one of the good opportunities that's available itself for me to go into Ethiopia. In the next few days now, I'm bound to be leaving to Ethiopia for like 8 weeks. then I'll be back maybe in South Africa to continue again with my training. So it was a good opportunity for me. I think my mind will start there to work so hard. I know most of the guys there, they not train for ultra marathon. So I've got the plan with the guys that I'm going to meet there, which they're going to help me with those distances that I usually do.
And tell me, you know, comrades, you know, it's a fantastic race. We know it has these big numbers, but we saw the entries last year sell out in next to no time. Is that as a elite, as someone who loves this race so much, it's so promising to see, isn't it?
Yeah, man, that's quite interesting. I mean, everybody is very able to run. I mean, this comrades 2018, I think all of kind of thing, new finishing venue, I think all the slogan that they have, environment that you to have, atmosphere that you got in comrades, I think that's what attract people to come and run comrades. Yeah, I mean, I know most of the people who can enter the comrades are those people who are not used to run comrades, are mostly novices. But this is comrades. I mean, everybody wants or willing to run comrades.
I'm a novice running comrades this year, or alternatively, it's my first down run going into February at this time of year. What advice would you be giving to someone in terms of where they should be, what they should be looking out for?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've always said you must enjoy. You mustn't put yourself under pressure that you must do something or miracle in comrades. You must go there and enjoy. But this time of February, remember there will be some other races. Maybe you never qualified yet. So remember, there will be races that you're going to do to qualify for comrades. Then after that, there is March and April. So that's where you can maybe just to put more mileage a little bit. Yes, not like Bong Musa does, but it's very important to do at least 150 a week. Then you'll see comrades will finish. I mean, most of the people in our town, they are very lucky because I think every information is out there. Unlike, I mean, like me, when I was starting to run comrades, I didn't know anything. I didn't know how to train. I didn't know how to eat. And there was nothing like how to sleep or all those kind of things that are very, very key when you prepare yourself for comrades.
Wangamusum Tembo, two-time Comrades Marathon champion and all-round nice guy. Thanks again. Always great to catch up with you and enjoy your time in Ethiopia.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
32 GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32 GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.